It's the 19th of March. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds. The winter night shelter on Bedford's Harbour Street, operated by the King's Arms Project from the 2nd of December 2024 to the 10th of March 2025, supported 104 homeless guests. With the help of over 100 volunteers, 1,400 beds were provided and over 2,700 meals were served. The shelter collaborated with local councils and homeless support charity Smart CJS to secure long-term housing to its residents. It also offered employment coaching and skills workshops. A total of 86 men and 18 women were supported. Funding of £60,000 was provided by Bedford Borough Council. Kirsty Cook, CEO of the King's Arms Project, said that if demand remains high, the shelter may return at the end of the year. A banking hub in Biggleswade is seeming less likely due to strict rules which focus on nearby ATM access rather than overall banking services. Lloyds, the last remaining bank in the town, is closing in November. The town council plans to revisit the issue, aiming to present an even stronger case for a banking hub. The estimated cost to the council for the gas explosion at Cleet Hill in Bedford could reach £2 million, with efforts underway to recover the expense. The council is seeking funding from the government's Bellwin scheme, though full reimbursement may not be guaranteed. The council is also considering claims against third parties to recover costs. Deputy Mayor and Finance Portfolio Holder, Councillor Jim Weir, assessed the likelihood of receiving full funding at 70%. World Parkinson's Day is on Friday, April the 11th, 2025. A number of free events are scheduled to take place across Bedford at the Harper Centre, Bedford International Athletic Stadium and the MS Therapy Centre in Barkers Lane. The family-friendly centres, centred around those with the condition, will be taking place from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar? Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.